Welcome to the Book Basement Podcast, where I, Santi, talk about books 5 times a week. On Mondays, you can expect a longer interview, book review, or other book-related content. The rest of the weekdays, I share a book quote I found interesting and break down its meaning. Join me as we learn more about books, their meanings, and get some amazing reading recommendations along the way. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello and welcome to a book quote episode of the Book Basement Podcast. Today we're going to be sharing a quote from Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor known best for his work Meditations, which is a collection of journal entries, pretty much, in which he reflects on his life. And it has a Stoic undertone, which makes it one of the very few surviving Stoic works, actually. So it has become a sort of stepping stone for Stoicism, if you may. And it's a great book. You should definitely check it out. And today we're going to be reading an excerpt from Meditations, and it reads, "Is someone afraid of change? Well, what can ever come to be without change? What can ever come to be without change? In The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell retells the story of Hush Puppies, how a small, distinct, and indirect change resurfaced the brand. Think of all the innovators, big and small, who changed how something was supposed to be. An online movie distributor? That will never work. That was what Mark Randolph, co-founder of Netflix, was told in the early stages of the company. Really, what would be without change? The answer is nothing. It's not difficult to find an example of someone who was disruptive, changed the way things were done when the unspoken laws said otherwise. As you'll find with other examples, they're usually the normality now. Think of Netflix and the dozens of other companies that walked the path paved by them. Marcus Aurelius was an inditer of change, both presently and in the past. If we stay stuck in the past, there is no way for the future. Under situations of uncertainty and radical change, ask yourself what the world you live in would be if not for change. Like the world did too, oftentimes the best answer is to adapt. If you try and swim directly against a rip current, you'll most likely drown. The best way isn't forwards or backwards, it's the middle." Now, I was reading up on some of the change that Marcus Aurelius induced, and it isn't really radical change. It isn't the abolishing slavery kind of work, basically, is what I'm saying. He did small changes. He made it easier for slaves and the less appreciated class of Rome to have more benefits. And he also made laws more fair. He removed some of the harshness that was left by the previous Roman emperors and just pretty much polished what was left of the Roman law. Now, this is exactly what change is. It's polishing, but sometimes it's more than that. It's disruptive, it's big, and it's scary, especially if you don't know what you're going to do. A lot of life is just a bundle of changes, and one way or another, you're going to have to adapt. It's going to be either responding, that's a form of adapting in and of itself, or it's going to be conforming, and that's another way of adapting in a given situation. I cannot tell you which one of these is going to be the best answer, of course, but you're responsible for your own actions. You're responsible for how you respond to change, and that can be either swimming against it or swimming towards it. And it depends on circumstance, of course. I can't come up with an example right now, and I'm not going to, but you can probably think of multiple situations where change is not a good thing. And you can probably think of a lot of situations where change is a really good thing. So it just comes down to nuance and what you are going to do in a given situation. But know that it is your responsibility to react to change and that no one else is going to do it for you. That is one hell of a way to drown yourself even quicker. But yeah, that was my little couple of minutes today with you. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and I hope you enjoy it thoroughly. Bye. Thank you for dedicating your time and listening to this episode. Remember, we also have a weekly newsletter, the Book Basement Bulletin. Sign up by going to the link in the show notes or by visiting thebookbasement.substack.com. Also in the show notes, a link to purchase the book I talked about in this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us immensely. Finally, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at bookbasementpod. That is bookbasementPOD. Once again, thank you for stopping by, and I hope to see you soon.